Health Perspectives with Keila McCoy.
Welcome to Health Perspectives. My name is Keila McCoy. I'm a registered nurse, Canadian and American Nursing Board certified. Our goal on Health Perspective is to educate and enlighten people to live healthier lifestyles. And before we go forward with the show, I just want to congratulate the Philadelphia Eagles for winning the Super Bowl. That was a really great game. And further later on in the month, people were going to start wanting to get into shapes. And there's something about this time of the year with the Super Bowl, more so the Olympics, makes me want to get fit. And because I'm watching a lot of these activities. And so it's definitely a segue into, you know, activities that we like and how to get in shape for the spring and then the summer as well. And so what's in the news lately are obviously the flu shot is not as potent as, and it's not actually as effective as the one that people had last year. And so one of the things with the flu shot is that it's only the most three or four virulent viruses that are actually on the planet that are discoverable. So this one, it's an influenza A that's a type A that hasn't been, it's a new and improved. And one of the things with viruses or bacterias is that they're always improving. And so we can't really contain them until they're actually out. So the strain that's out, that's really causing people a lot of havoc, where there's a lot of, when you have a fever, you have chills and you have a runny nose, especially when you have the fever. As soon as the fever breaks, then you're not infectious anymore. And so people want to know whether they should go into work or not. As long as you still have a fever, the fever hasn't broken yet, so you're still putting other people at risk of catching the flu. So it's recommended that you stay at home. So the type A that's out now will be in November's vaccine. So that's just food for thought, and that's how vaccines come about. It's the three or four most virulent viruses. In terms of washing your hands, that's your best bet. Remember, when you're wearing jewelry, or especially rings, diamond rings, not necessarily a band, but a lot of bacteria and viruses get stuck in that, so you might want to take them off at night. Maybe soak them, or make sure that you have a little scrubber that you can scrub in around the diamonds or in around your jewelry when you're washing your hands. And you have to be able to sing happy birthday twice. So it's about 20 seconds of, and that's how you know you've thoroughly washed your hands. So that's just the A, B's, and C's of helping you to stay fit for the winter and prevent the spread of flu. So our topic on the table, we're going to get right on to our guest who's on the line, is all about personal organization. I did not know that you could hire personal organizers. I have ADHD, and so having a personal organizer in my life would definitely be something of value, especially somebody who understands conditions or people that have had strokes or people that are actually downsizing. So we have Susan Portnoy, who's on the phone, who's a professional organizer in the Montreal area. Welcome to Health Perspectives.
Thank you, Keila. I'm happy to be on.
So what are the types of clients that, I didn't even know there was such thing as a personal or professional organizers that you could hire. So tell us a little bit about what you do and what type of people actually contact you.
I'll tell you, first of all, what a professional organizer is. Right now, in Canada, there are 650 professional organizers. When I got started in 1999, I did not know that such a profession existed. I was a teacher by training, and after I raised my children and I was home with them for many years, I decided to go to work. And I said, what could I do that I'm good at? And I said, I'm a very organized person, and I would like to do something with organizing. So I started to teach courses. I developed a series of 6 courses on organizing, and I taught them for 10 years at the local YMHA. And many, many people came to these courses. And what happened from those courses was they said, the information is amazing. We love it. Could you come to my home? Could you go to my husband's office? Could you help him with his staff? And it developed into a real business. And when I started this business, I had no idea there was such a thing as a profession. And I found out that there were 5 professional organizers in Montreal at the time, and there were 16 in Canada. And that number, 16, has now grown to 650.
Interesting. And so, because I know that some of the offices, when I worked in corporate, they would offer classes on how to retire. And so I thought, wow, what a great concept. You know, they're teaching people actually how to retire and how to plan. And so is that, obviously the courses that you taught had to do with, what were some of the subjects?
Some of the subjects were the paper jungle. People get really, really caught up in their papers and they just don't know what to do with them and how to deal with them. And I called it the paper jungle. I taught a course called The Night Before, which was how to prepare properly for your next day so you do not wake up and be in a panic and forget your papers for the meeting at your house and not have gas in your car and not be able to find your keys and not have your children scrambling around looking for clean laundry.
Sounds like me.
So I taught that course. And I did time management. I separated time management into 2 courses. And I covered procrastination and the ability to say no and planning and prioritizing and all the important things in time management. And then one course was called Clutter Busting, and the last course was called Getting It Together at Home. And it covered just a whole range of how-tos and planning and decluttering and preparing in advance for everything. And it's amazing. When you prepare, and you plan, it changes the entire scenario of how everything goes.
Now, how does procrastination take a toll on people becoming disorganized? Or is it the being disorganized that causes people to procrastinate?
People procrastinate because it's the thing they want to do the least, and they find every reason in the world not to do it, and we all tend to do things we enjoy doing, you know, much more. So I give the reasons for procrastination. I give techniques to deal with procrastination. And one of the easiest techniques is start with the hardest part of the task first, or start with the easiest part of the task first. But once you've started, it just leads you into the task. And the stress that is alleviated from once you begin a task and you see it happening and you see that it's going to get done, it just changes your whole attitude towards it.
There's a saying that beginning is half done, and I have to believe that that is quite true. When you start something,
really,
it's half the battle.
And the other thing I recommend, people think that when they're going to attack a closet, they have to do the whole closet. I say you're setting yourself up for failure if you're going to think that you're going to finish a task when you start it. So I say take a third of the closet. Take an eighth of the closet. Take just the floor. Take just one shelf. But do it. And then once you've done that, it gives you a feeling of satisfaction. And mark in your agenda appointments with yourself. Just like you always mark in an appointment with a dentist, an appointment with a doctor, that always gets marked in. But when you want to do something for you, it's never marked in pen. It's marked in pencil and it's erased when the next thing comes along. I say mark it in pen. And if someone calls you and says, can we go for coffee at that hour? You say, I'm tied up at that hour. Can we go at a different time? And then if you were planning to do a quarter of your closet that day, do it. And it's an amazing technique.
And so also, you know, getting into people that procrastinate, because it is a lot of people can relate to it, and they'll call it lazy, or they'll call it, how much of an impact does it have for somebody who, let's say, struggles with mental illness, who is depressed? So it's not necessarily, it can be a type of procrastination, but how do you motivate people that suffer with mental illness and anxiety?
So I have one person on my team. I when I started my business, I quickly realized that I am one person with one skill set. I did not have every single skill set. So I wanted to build a team and organize success. We are comprised of a team of eight, and I have one person on my team who has taken the exams in Quebec, and she is the only person in Quebec certified to deal with the chronically disorganized. She can deal with hoarders. She can deal with the chronically disorganized, whether it be from mental illness, whether it be from anxiety, whether it be from learning disabilities, whether it be from ADHD. She is really superb. And she also does teaching, and she's gotten, she has developed a huge skill set. And so she is the person I send to those clients.
And so what about, you know, if you're looking at people and you're looking at decluttering, sometimes less clutter, less having less things to dust, less things to preoccupy your mind. Is everybody ready for that, or is that a state of mind that you have to get used to?
I want to tell you that I get many, many calls saying, I have a sister who's living in chaos. Could you help her? I'm willing to pay. I have a husband whose office is upside down. Can you help him? Until the person, herself or himself, is ready to do this, I cannot help them. I can speak to them on the phone. I can tell them what I can do for them. I can help their spouse or anybody who's really interested, and they can see the results. And I'll give you an example. I've gone into offices where I've been hired to work with maybe eight of the staff. And one person will stand at the door with his hands folded and say, Susan, I am not letting you into my office. And I say, that is just fine. And 1 week later, when he sees what I've done in his colleagues' offices, he will say, when will it be my turn? Because I do not pressure anybody. I do not force anybody. I want to help anybody who's ready to be helped. And I can really help them. I can help them with productivity. I can help them alleviate stress. I can help them lead a much calmer life if they're willing to let me.
And sometimes it's just having that liaison, being in tandem with somebody where you're doing things in two, and you've got that emotional support, because feelings aren't fact. And so that sometimes that, oh, I don't want to do this, and you just put it off, and tomorrow becomes 25 years later. You know, you're there to call them on their feelings and just to, you know, help and guide them through. And there's something about a partnership and being able to go forward.
It's a huge thing, Kayla. I am hired by many clients that tell me, Susan, unless you're here, I won't even open my mail. I will not do any filing unless you're sitting here. It's no different from a trainer. I have a trainer twice a week. I do not exercise unless she's here. And when I'm at that session, I work very hard. I do everything she tells me to do, and I actually enjoy it. But I'm not motivated enough to do it on my own. Many people are not motivated enough. Even I can give people tasks in between, and I can say, just look at this pile until next week. And many times I go back and they say, Susan, I hate to admit it, but I haven't looked at the pile. I say, that's fine, we'll do the pile together. And it really does help them. And they're willing to pay for it because they know that that's how they're going to move forward.
On this note, we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back with Susan Portnoy. Stay tuned.
CJRS, 1650 AM, Montreal. Health Perspectives with Keila McCoy.
Well, Welcome back to the second half of Health Perspectives. We're into the home stretch, and we're speaking with Susan Portnoy, who is a professional organizer in the Montreal area and somewhat of the spearhead to the Quebec movement of professional organizers. And I want to welcome you back to the second half. Is there an email address, phone number, and website that where we can get a hold of you?
My website is www.organizesuccess.com, organized with a Z-E-D. My phone number is 514-733-1533, and my email is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, at organizedsuccess.com. Now, Kayla, you asked me before what kind of clients I dealt with, and I didn't answer that question, but I want to tell you it ranges from elderly people who want to do a move and don't know where to start. They want to downsize. People that work in business and their office is very disorganized. I can train their staff. I can train help at home. I can declutter a basement. Many people have children that have grown up and they have all the toys from years and years and they don't know what to do with them. They don't know how to utilize the space differently. We actually take the stuff out. We donate it. We pack it up. We make room for what they are using so they have around them what they use and what they love, and they don't have all the clutter. And it makes a huge, huge difference.
Now, I'm sure that you've come into contact with this type of situation. The kids move out of town. Now their parents need to go to a nursing home, and they need to downsize from a 7-bedroom to a 1-bedroom. And they don't live in the Quebec area. In fact, they might be in other continents. They might be in the United States. They might be out in Toronto. Help.
And we do it all. We do it from start to finish. We meet the couple or the single parent. If they're widowed, we bring them the movers and let them choose which one they'd like to hire. We downsize with them. We meet them once, twice, or three times a week on a regular basis. We choose the things that are important to them. And when they do move into their new residence, we do everything from hanging their pictures to unpacking to making their bed to giving everything else away that they didn't want to orchestrating an estate sale. We personally do not do the estate sale, but we hire people to do it that we work with. And we do the whole thing from start to finish. So it's as painless for the children as you could possibly imagine.
So sometimes it sounds like the children don't even have to come back. They don't even have
they
to come.
They really don't. It's harder for the children because they're emotionally attached to the items. We photograph paintings. We photograph items. We can send it by computer to all the children and everybody can choose what they want to have. We can arrange for a mover to pack it up and send it to Boston, to New York, to wherever we have to send it. We do the whole thing.
And so are you able to offer your services through Skype or online? Are you able to coach somebody one-on-one?
The person that does the coaching online is Allison, and she's amazing. And she can work with them with FaceTime, with Skype. It is an amazing thing to do. You could be anywhere, and you could actually have a personal organizing lesson in your environment while being taught.
So what are the requirements of a professional organizer? I didn't even know that there were associations and there were exams that you had to pass. Like, this is very, it's very in-depth, the training that goes on behind being a...
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
When I started, there was no such thing as an exam. I am a Silver Leaf member, and you could now be a Gold Leaf member. To be a Gold Leaf member, you have to do community service or service for the POC organization. I have personally not done that, but people on my team have. And Lois Kaplan works with me. She is applying for her Gold Leaf membership now. The exams are offered twice a year. The exam is called the TPO exam, Trained Professional Organizer, and the requirement is you have to take 12 one-hour courses, and then you try the exam. And all the newer organizers are doing that, and it is really, there's 55 organizers in Montreal. Now, I'm one of the oldest organizers. I probably am the only one that has a team. And so I have never done that those exams.
So tell us a little bit about your team.
I have somebody who does financial organizing. She works with my clients. Her name is Elaine Lang, and she works with my clients on helping them to budget and helping them to know where their money is going. I have somebody who does computer organizing, and I don't do that part. I do hard copy, but they do everything to do with the computer. I have somebody that just does photographs, Renee Damsel, and she can go into a client's house that has boxes and boxes of photographs from years and years and years, and she can go through the boxes, and she can sort them, and she can discard all the bad pictures, and she can take all the good pictures and organize them in however, whatever manner you want. It's an amazing skill. She can even look at the pictures and from what people are wearing, know what event those pictures are from, and sort them by event, sort them by child, sort them, you know, in any which way. Lois and myself are responsible for all the moves, and we employ as many people for the moves as we need to do. I specialize in filing systems. I have created at least 2,000 filing systems for my clients, each one personalized, color-coded, so that any person can find any paper they need in 30 seconds or less. And if they don't find it in 30 seconds or less, it has to be filed in a different place. We just correct the system because people have a very, very hard time finding paper. And now, as computers become more and more, the in thing, a lot of people are going paperless and they want everything on their computer. So some of my clients are changing over to computer filing systems, but I still do a lot of hard copy ones.
Did you teach people to back it up?
To always, 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 always.
Now, obviously...
I forgot one person. I have a person on my team, Lorna Del Castillo, and she does wardrobe consultation. And she can come into your closet, and she can take a clothing that you haven't worn, and she can pair it up. She can pair up a top with a bottom, and she can find gorgeous outfits in your closet without even going shopping. If you want to go shopping, she can shop with you. She can outfit you from head to tail, and she could tell you all the clothes that are completely non-wearable anymore and what to give away.
Wow, that sounds fabulous.
Fabulous. It's fabulous.
Your whole team sounds like just a bunch of wonderful people.
It's a dream. It's a real dream.
It's love in action, too.
You're right. You're right.
So all of this, do you have to get insured? Do you need liability insurance?
Any business needs insurance. I'm fully, fully insured so that if any accident happened in anyone's house with the moving and with the organizing, fully insured.
So how do the hours, like, let's say somebody wants to contact you, somebody like myself, like how
yes.
do we call you, get a quote?
You call me. If we have to come see the job, we will. If we can, but we do charge for the consultation. So I tell people, take pictures of your space, talk to us on the phone, tell us your needs, and sometimes we can give a possible evaluation without coming if we saw the pictures or if we talked to you in depth. If you're willing to pay for the consultation, we charge for that, and we can give you an idea of all the things we can do, and we can just dig in and start. We have to find out from the client when they're available to work. Do they want us to do any of the organizing without their being there? We have to ask a certain number of questions to know, because I've watched organizing shows where they organize somebody's office without their being present, and it's a disaster because the person has no idea where to find anything.
So we have about a minute left, and one of the questions that I had was, what hours do you work, and what days of the week are you available for clients?
Everybody on my team works different hours, so you'd have to contact me, you'd have to tell me your needs, where you live, where your office is, and then we go from there. I would pick out the person you need, and then we would set that up. But we even work weekends, we have people working weekends, we have people working evenings, we really have everything.
So let's say you need somebody, somebody needs to, let's say it's helping to clean out closets, etc. And so supplies are obviously are needed if you're going to be washing, or I know that, that is that something that the client needs to supply, or do you bring your own supplies?
We bring everything we need. We are not cleaning people. We are organizers, but we have to know what we need in terms of bins, in terms of hangers. We like to change all the hangers so they match. We like to do a closet really well. We need dividers, and we speak to the client and we say, do you want to buy them or do you want to pay us to shop and buy everything we need?
Yeah, because sometimes some people have allergies. Well, we've run out of time, so I'm just going to give you the opportunity to give your website and your phone number again.
Sure. My website is www.organizedsuccess.com. My phone number is 514-733-1533. And my email is susan@organizedsuccess.com. Thank you, Kayla, very much.
Well, thank you so much. It was really wonderful to have you on. And for all the people that are in the DeCary parking lot listening to us, you know, as you're driving home, you can get in touch with me at rosenlive@gmail.com. God bless and have a safe drive home.